So joined by Vincent Obiel, our winner in Pro Stock here at the Dodge Nationals. He's a driver of the Mountain View Tire Chevrolet Camaro. And a third win of the 2018 season for Vincent. Second win here at Maple Grove, which is kind of a second home track for him. And just like your brother-in-law, Hector Ronna Jr., your 13th career race win. This was not some sort of a cakewalk victory, man. Let's walk through the weekend a little bit.
No, without a doubt. Honestly, Q1, we went out there and made a pretty solid hit. We were happy with it. We were number three. Elite was on top. I believe it was Jeggy, Erica, and me. So everything was looking up and up. And then we kind of went downhill from there. We made a few mistakes in qualifying. And, at the end of the day and Friday, we were a little bummed out where we had ended up. And then, Saturday had came, and we really didn't, improve like we wanted to. But once Saturday was over, we kind of found a few things that we wanted to change for Sunday, not knowing for sure if it would be okay or not. But we were pretty confident in it. Obviously, it turned out to be okay. But all in all, what a great way to start the countdown. What a win.
So let's go on that note here with the countdown. A bunch of teams have come in here pretty hot and heavy. Elite Motorsports really has had a great turnaround here for the 2018 season. Do you find yourself in this position now with a lot of confidence in the horsepower that your car has?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if you really look at it, if you're an avid Pro Stock fan, every single team out here can win the race. It's just who has their stuff together the best that weekend. As you can see, I don't even know how many different winners, 9 or 10 different Pro Stock winners this year. So the parity is there, and it can't be any better. So, you just got to do the best you can. You got to cross your T's, dot your I's, and that's the only way you can win a Pro Stock race this year.
You're a guy who was going to be running a limited schedule this year, and then early season success predicated that you ran the rest of the season. So let's talk about capitalizing on that particular opportunity.
Without doubt. Come Vegas earlier this year, that was going to be my last race for a little while. I'm not even sure what our schedule was going to be. We were going to just, play by ear. But we had won that race, and that kind of just, solidified my whole season there. It was definitely a clutch win. Moving forward from there, we went to win Atlanta, and, that just showed us we had a good car. Yeah, we kind of fell off after Atlanta, but we were trying some things. Obviously, the track prep might have messed us up a little bit. But here we are now. Now we just got to move forward. I think we have a pretty good race car. And like I said, we're not going to be the fastest car at each race. Nobody is, for that matter, because, the parity is just so close. It's just whoever gets it right. But as long as we could be in the top five in qualifying, for this matter, top six in qualifying, I think we could get the job done.
In your second and third round, you took out two big contenders and actually couldn't, even though it's early in the chase, could make a difference in the points. Talk about the second and third round.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the second round and third round were huge, but like you said, every little point matters. I mean, the small points in qualifying matter. The championship can be won by 1 point, literally. I mean, last year it went down to the last round with Bo there. So, every little point counts. We need to do our best in qualifying. We really need to get some little points because you don't want one person grabbing those like Greg did this year. He didn't win a race for the longest time and was still number one in points because he kept getting, nearly, 15 to 20 points in qualifying each weekend. That's a round at a time. And that's going to be critical come the countdown here. It's already here. And like I said, just got to cross your T's and dot your I's.
All right. Congratulations.